I'm Jackie Borowski, and I've got balls. Do you? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My theme song.
Oh, and Kitty wore a tank top today. So
I did wear a tank top.
I tried to look macho.
Macho man.
This is about as macho as
Mary.
Jay is giving me macho man cop realness on the end.
I love how I think that wearing a hat makes me look less gay.
Is there a level gay?
Oh,
you can't even say it with a straight face, girl.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, AfterBuzz TV. This is season 9, episode 11. We are coming down to the stretch. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. My co-hosts tonight are, welcome back to the lovely Miss
Welcome
MJ.
Back to the States. Mark J. Freeman in the house. Hello, John. I know you're watching. I know you're in the chat room. It's my new bestie.
Where can they find you, Mark J.?
Lorraine Love. LorayneLove. And I did get a... Oh, I did get a... A hate thing on my Instagram the other day, which was interesting.
Okay, think about it.
Because I haven't got one in a while, so it was interesting.
Okay,
next, resurfaced.
She'll
I won't say what it is.
It'll come to her.
No, sitting I know next, what it is, but right. I just thought it was funny.
Okay. Bonjour, Mark.
Oh, bonjour. Oh, you did. It's a little French. That's why you are a little French.
Oh,
mustache.
My French. I was going for Officer Ellis today, but it's not really working. Handing out mustache, right? It's going to just keep falling off. Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis. I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And Jackie is not with us again. She's still feeling under the weather. But let's
she's in the chat
all,
room.
She is in the chat room. So let's all wish Jackie happy wellness.
Yeah.
Get well,
best,
girl.
And best wishes. So if you're
I'm drinking
room,
your beer for you.
If you're in the chat room, hit Jackie up, say hi, and wish her best wishes. we have a lot to talk about. This is episode 11, as I stated before. It was the gayest ball ever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think there's a level of gay?
Yes, and I'm at the top of that.
So, can I just get on my soapbox now and just...
No.
Okay.
I think people should, in the chat room, rate us. Who's the gayest of the three of us? Rate us, one being the gayest, two being middle gay, and three being butch.
Speaking of chat room, if you're joining us in the chat room, thank you.
I think you'll be
if
the
you
butch
are downloading us on on iTunes, thank you for downloading
us. As this mustache falls off.
We're listening.
We're listening.
Oh, sure.
We
okay.
are listening.
See, it was nice and calm last week. I wonder why.
I did try to watch. I was actually on the plane as you guys were taping. I just boarded from DC to Paris, and I tried to get connected to the internet and stuff, but then once we got in the air, it wouldn't let me get on YouTube.
Because
I was going to try and watch. That would have been fun, watching from...
Quel dommage.
That mustache is just doing all kinds of weird things.
Is it making you feel things, Kevin?
I'm feeling something over here. I don't know. All right, let's talk about the episode. I know people are like, we're 5 minutes in and haven't talked about the episode. So, first of all, post Nina's elimination, I feel like this episode, as a whole, was my least favorite of the season.
This challenge?
This challenge, it was my least favorite.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that... Overall, I didn't think it was that exciting of an episode. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more filler. Like, I feel like past seasons, we've seen more content from the girls... Like, I'm like, how did we used to be able to get a video in every Untucked? We got mini challenges, maxi challenges, we had mirror moments, we had all this stuff going on in every episode, and now we're lucky to get a maxi freaking challenge at this point.
Well, we got a maxi challenge.
I was being facetious.
I know. And she's back, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, what you got going on? What do you think?
I like this one just because I like the design challenges, because I feel like this is the core of the show is like kind of a combination of America's Next Top Model and Project Runway as how I was initially like introduced to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the sewing challenges. I like to see who kind of rises above on these design challenges, because for me, like, a drag queen's taste is really what makes it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And these queens all have different aesthetics. So I thought that... I'm surprised to hear that it wasn't your favorite, because I thought this was, like, one of the more...
Jackie loved it, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jackie. Thanks.
I'll be the voice of Jackie. Since mine is the closest to her pitch.
Yeah, but I liked it.
Or is it the other way around?
True.
I liked it. I don't know. I've been happy with, like, the last few episodes. I feel like it's been building, and I'm happy to see that these are our four queens that we have now.
Oh, four queens. Okay.
I'm not counting. Yeah, we're okay, done. Gotcha. We got her.
Oh. So the mini challenge was the puppet bitch fest, which right. I do enjoy that. I think it's fun. And it gives... It's another reason for the queens to kind of lash out at each other without being completely cunty.
Yeah.
This charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Exactly.
Good job. I'm going to say it every time now.
Okay.
This is my least favorite puppet challenge. I don't think any of them really excelled.
See, when Sasha got done, I thought she did really well. But then I was torn because when Peppermint pulled her up and she was green, yeah. I almost peed myself.
Okay, so let's say it. Sasha, Shay did Peppermint. Mm-hmm. Sasha did Trinity. Trinity did Shay, I believe. And Peppermint did Alexis. And Alexis did Sasha. So, I'm going to agree with Mark. I thought Sasha was great. I thought it was funny. I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Peppermint came at the end, I was like,
And like even the Broadway stuff. Yeah. I love that she had the super long nails. I really thought that Peppermint really did. And I felt like giving... See, sometimes, too, the way they have this show set up, that the fact that Sasha wins and her perk is that she gets to choreograph the number, I'm like, is that really... You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you should give it to the person who did the worst.
Well, she did.
You
know what I mean? She did give the... she got $500 for the tickets.
I know, but then they make that person do the thing. So it's kind of like a win... Lose.
Even Sasha was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they each had funny moments. Like Shay with the don't touch my wig regarding Peppermint. I thought that was funny. I think Sasha, by far, she had Trinity's voice down to a T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that made the difference.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think Shay's puppet of Peppermint looked like she put her in a blonde wig. I don't even think we've ever even seen Peppermint in a blonde wig, did we?
At the roast.
I think that was more red-ish.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like blonde, like her boy hair. And I was just like, I don't know. I thought Shay did the worst.
I thought it was fine. But I really actually didn't remember what any of the puppets looked like. Because, it really doesn't matter. To me, it didn't matter.
The spray paint green was funny, though. And where I was watching, the place like erupted with laughter.
Yeah.
It was great. Where were you watching?
Redline, downtown LA.
At a girl.
There you go.
I need to go there. I did drive by it, finally. I just happened
did
to be
drive
out there.
By?
It was shoot? The day actually I was going to the daytime Emmys. My GPS happened to take me down that street, and I stopped at the stoplight and went, "Oh, there it is."
If you don't know where it is, yeah,
it was very random.
You may miss it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Sasha was the winner. She got the $500 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And we come to the balls.
Was there even any mirror? There wasn't. She went around the room and talked to people, but there weren't mirror moments.
Okay, you're
correct?
Skipping ahead.
Oh, right?
Let's just discuss what the maxi challenge was.
Oh. I thought that's what we were doing.
No. I was introducing the maxi challenge.
Oh, okay,
which
got
is
it.
The gayest ball ever. Which I think at this point, I think they've run out of ideas. Because they had the bitch ball at one point. They had all these other different balls. And now they're like, what else do we do? What's left?
But they have, like, good concepts. I like the rainbow she better do.
Mm-hmm. Can I get on my soapbox now?
Do it.
I mean, you really want to climb up on a soapbox.
Well, I want to climb up on something. I just feel that... People in, like, little kids in middle America and straight people, for example, they get this idea of what it means to be gay. Mm-hmm. And I think there are much more things that are... I don't think there's a level of gay. I think gay is gay. You can't say it's the gayest. And, yes, when you associate, like, unicorns and rainbow flags, yes, that's pretty gay. But, like, I feel like there's more to being gay...
Mm-hmm.
Then I was doing my hair.
Your braid.
Yeah.
That Alexis didn't do.
I didn't like this challenge. I didn't like the concept of this challenge. So
you thought it was too stereotypical.
Yes.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
That is exactly what I'm trying to say.
And I understand that. I think, I agree with you in that respect because I do have issues sometimes with television and movies and stuff because it is always, like, the gay guy... You know, it was always the hairdresser. He's always... And I'm like, dude, like, why can't Boston Legal have a gay attorney? You know what I mean? Like, it's rare to see those kind of things. And it's like, there's such a wide spectrum of different kinds of gays, and I completely agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is what it's, you know, it's RuPaul's Drag Race, and we all know it's not rocket science.
What do you think?
Or Jay? Profound?
Do you care either way?
Like, I hear you guys, and I just say I
he's like, I hear you, but I'm tuning you out as always.
As friends, I just like, I don't know what to say for you. Like, this is coming off. yeah, I know what you mean. Like, to quit the stereotyping, but at the same time, if we can't own it and have it for like fun for ourselves, right, like gay people, I think that that's half of it. But I can understand where you are coming from.
I stand alone. That's fine. Okay, so they're
I agree with both.
I appreciate it. So the three categories were
Jackie thought the unicorn thing was funny.
Rainbow. Who cares what Jackie? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just gonna keep reading out everything she writes.
Yeah, that's fine. and apparently Kennedy's chill pill. Okay, so there was Rainbow. No, she better do. I guess that was one challenge. Take the rainbow flag and inspire it to an outfit. Mm-hmm. Then there was a sexy unicorn, which was fun. It was cute to see, but again, stereotypes. And the village people.
Stereotype.
Exactly. So, yeah.
But again, and I don't know if I can say this now.
Say it.
But we didn't really have a mirror moment, correct?
No, we kind of got more of a. It was all like kinda, workroom.
Workroom. Yeah. She walked through the room, but there wasn't a mirror. There wasn't that.
Go ahead, Jay.
What could they be like? I remember my first time seeing a unicorn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, where are we going to get a mirror moment? They've been shoehorning them in this season for sure, but they're not going to be like, remember, like, village people, like, the first time you heard of village people?
Well, but it doesn't even have to be about what's happening in the challenge. Yeah. It could just be conversations that are being had getting ready.
But I think they've already done that. Like, I think we've already.
But that's my point, is like, they used to always show that. Yeah. We used to always have all those elements in one episode, and now we're lucky to get, you know, it's just shots of stuff.
But if you remember this time last year, we had that Derek Barry was kind of fighting with Naomi Smalls. Mm-hmm. This was the same episode, like, where I think now that's kind of whittled down, and they're probably like, scrap this, we want the drama of Alexis going against.
There's not a whole lot of people left, so
and David, thank you, in the chat room, he's saying there was the ribbon rehearsal, which there was some drama there.
Yeah, which after that we saw the fallout of.
So there was a little bit. So thank you. Okay.
So
I will accept that I was wrong.
Wow. He goes to Paris and he comes back a changed man.
I'm a whole new woman.
We.
You guys are. Moving
this
right along.
Always definitely the more professional side of the table.
Oh, I don't know about that. I will say, last week was very professional. I wonder why. Again.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jackie wasn't here either, by the way.
Well, I wasn't talking about Jackie. Anyway, here we go.
Good.
And someone did say I was shady, being shady today. So, they got to pick their own
village
people. My question to you guys, what would you have picked if you had to choose between cowboy... Oh, and can I do my Native American? No, I won't do that. If you had to pick between Native American, cowboy, cop... what were the other
construction worker,
and
why was it sailor in there? Because don't they have a Navy guy?
Yeah.
Like, I wondered why that wasn't there. They do.
No, it was...
No,
Something didn't get chosen.
Sailor. I think it was a sailor.
No. Oh, guys, write it in the chat. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was a sailor, was it?
I'm going to Google it real quick. Okay, so while I'm doing that, who would you have chosen?
Out of the ones that they had, I probably would have gone for the cop.
I liked the cop, too.
I really
not because of what Trinity did with it, but
I think I would have fun with it.
I think I would have done cop or cowboy, just because I love country music, and Lorraine's a country girl.
I think
I probably would have gone down that road, just because it fit. Not that I would always choose something that fit who I am, but I do think it helps when your persona, you can amplify your persona, or you can, you know.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, aesthetic. Yeah,
got it. Sailor.
What about you? Is it
sailor?
It was the sailor.
That's why I wonder why they didn't. I mean, to avoid all of the like scary things that could have been with a Native American, like why didn't they do sailor?
Well, I'm waiting to see if there's any fallout from that, because I mean, and I'm the last person because I went to Florida State and our mascot was the Seminoles, but I'm the last person to say that it's not right to do, you know, Native American as a type of
profession.
Yes,
village person.
Person. Yeah. Yes. So. I would have chosen the leather.
Okay.
Only because I think...
Yeah. I mean,
I like.
He chooses leather every morning.
I do, and every night, and when he only because I think it's smart. Because I think it's an easy idea concept to drag up.
Yeah.
So I would have chosen leather. So the line, did we ever, we just got away from having, what, we used to do the line of the episode?
Yeah, I used to do that.
When,
whatever happened
not
to
not anymore.
Well, I'm going to do it today. When, I forget, I think it was Trinity, when she hit Shay with the baton.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, police brutality is too close. I actually fell out of my chair. Mm. And I actually thought, and going along the lines with what Mark said about mirror moments, I was thinking that could have been a mirror moment.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't. And I think they kept it lighthearted. Yes. So, can we talk about Miss Alexis Michelle?
Right. There were 6 village people, so they could only do 5. Thank you, Janky. Yeah, I was going to say that earlier, too.
Right. So,
which they should have done it at final 6, but whatever.
But then we would have had like an extra 3 outfits coming down the runway. Anyways, having said that, I was relieved about the results of this episode, but Alexis and her rant about other people throwing her on the bus.
Don't even get me started.
And telling them, I need you to be my editing eye for my outfit. And I'm just like,
hold on, what party? Are you talking about Untucked?
No, this is in general. But when they started constructing Alexis, she started going, that's when she started saying, you know, I need you guys to be my eye. I need, you know, I really want to nail this challenge and yada, yada, yada.
She was all, I mean, we got table visits. She also was saying that Sasha felt comfortable leading the team in the group choreography. And then it kind of like spurred into like Sasha saying that she felt like Shay was being a little bit controlling. So I think this is the drama that they wanted in the workroom.
Right.
Because it's been best friends. Like, it has been RuPaul's best friend race for, like, the past few episodes.
Right.
Season of love.
But also, Trinity kind of threw some shade at Shay at the very beginning about her being in the bottom. So that kind of, I'm not sure if that sparked any, like, aggression. Because I even wrote down, when they were in the workroom, Alexis read Sasha's runway or rainbow look. Because it was on the mannequin and
pedestrian.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
the nerve.
However, when I paused it and I looked at it, this was of course after I watched the entire episode and I rewatched it again. I can see where she's coming from. If you're just looking at it on the mannequin, it does look a little pedestrian. But that's
Alexis.
Not, yeah, no,
no.
Oh, Shay.
Alexis Shay. Saying that about Sasha.
Yes.
No, you're saying Sasha. She was saying Sasha's
yes.
was pedestrian.
Yes,
which was the color block thing. And I could see your point. When it's on a mannequin, it might look very different than when it's actually put together on a person.
Mm-hmm.
But not to be rude, but for Alexis to say that and come out in a rainbow jumpsuit and a hair tie,
uh-huh.
whatever, like a hair, I'm like, where do you come from?
Shay is throwing shade. I love it.
It's just like, at this point, we have to call it, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when I started doing drag too, I've always thought about doing a pride outfit, but it's always been hard because you're like, I don't want to look like Alexis does. You know what I mean? Like, because it's easy to do that. It's easy to go buy rainbow material and make a dress out of it. And I've never made one because I was always like waiting to find something that's inspiring to me. And I loved what Sasha did. I liked, and I even thought at one point to do something like that, where it's not a rainbow, but it's the colors somehow pieced together. And I thought that she did it in a elegant, classy way.
By the way, Neil is throwing up the pictures for us right now, so thank you so much. So you can see kind of what we're talking about Alexis being in those stockings.
Right.
But
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Anyway.
Moving right along. What do you guys think about the rehearsal? I just thought it was a waste of like.
I thought it was just like, let's add something. See, my thing is that I would rather have not had that and had more content somewhere else. Like have a mini challenge, have more mirror moments, the videos are in Untucked, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't get why it's so different. I don't know.
They're promoting Rue's song at this point. Like, whenever they have a thing to happen on the runway before the actual runway, I always feel like it's just a tacked on waste of time just to kind of promote, like, a RuPaul song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I think that they still are trying to get choreography and they want, like, the drama on that. You know, people aren't following what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I said it maybe last week or 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah, I just don't like these, like, additional challenges where they don't weigh in. Like, they didn't use that to factor in who was going to be in the bottom or top.
Well,
it had nothing to do with it.
The judges made comments
They said she looked like Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah, but Sasha. I mean, they made it look. They made it seem like that had kind of weight to it, which
I just overall don't think it did.
Yeah, and I honestly don't think it had anything to do with the ball itself.
Correct.
So it was just kind of a waste.
It was like a gay Olympic event.
I did like that how Rue announced the challenge of like she was spinning that. Like mm-hmm. I feel like Rue was having fun in the workroom. Yeah. Like that was fun. But I overall didn't need the gymnastics.
She's trying to feel her Emmy reel again.
That's right.
Right.
What do you guys think of? Should we just go through the runway? I mean, there's really not much.
The runway was where everything happened.
Yeah. I mean, there was really not much happening. Oh, by the way, I love my guest judge, Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell.
Groundhog's Day is one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Yes.
And I love her. And I'm glad she was on the panel. What did we think of Rue's dress? Jackie, what did you think of Rue's dress this week? Because I know you hated it. She hated it last week.
Yeah, she didn't like it last week. Zaldi's. I liked it. I liked the wig for sure. Like the wig and makeup looked great. I thought it looked like very oceany, mm-hmm. and I liked it. The dress was good for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was okay.
Just okay.
I don't know. I have not been impressed with a lot. I mean, again, I just it's not that it's ugly. It's just not jaw dropping to me.
I agree with Jay, but I liked the neck up in one. Respect.
Mm-hmm. So not and the then, dress.
But I like the dress, but not with the neck up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like, I wish...
Oh, the combination.
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you. Thank you. See, Mark does come
in handy. I am. I do sometimes.
And I wish you would have wore that during the big hair challenge, because it was really... And it was really...
I think we've talked about that before. I wish that she would kind of work with the challenge. I think sometimes she does, but not always.
But I did like the dress, and I did like the hair and makeup, just not in.
Straight from Jackie Borowski. Wig great, dress meh.
Yeah.
you sound just like Jackie, too.
There you go.
All right. We already talked about the gymnastics. Let's do the runway.
Cool. Right. So we are going to start.
I think Neil's
with...
got the photos too.
He does. Neil, and we start our engineer is on a roll.
So we're going to start with Shay. I think we're just going to run through all three of her looks at the same time. That way we can stay on one contestant.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So Shay's first look
does
was...
he have them named?
He does okay, right there. Yep.
It's the rainbow.
It was her rainbow.
We'll put that in quotes.
Right. And just if you're not watching, it was like a gown, avant-garde, kind of like. What, is that a fishtail? I don't know what it's called.
It's sort of fishtail.
It's like the bottom is.
But
what
it
do you
was,
call
it
that?
Was, it mermaid? Was asymmetrical at the bottom.
No.
we don't know. We don't know what this dress
it was,
is.
It was tight, and then the bottom flared out.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if that's got a name.
So fishtail
and graffiti.
I thought it was creative, and I thought that it was fashion forward, but I don't think it was the challenge. Mm-hmm. Which was rainbow. I mean, imagine if they all came out and nobody wore rainbow. They would be saying, none of you guys did the freaking challenge. That's my point.
You said it for me. I think that it's a very amazing look. It just wasn't the challenge for me. But I think she looks great. It just wasn't... If she came out in that, I wouldn't know that rainbow was the challenge.
The wig was cute, and it was rainbow.
Mermaid
tail. Okay, yeah. Okay, I was on the right.
Okay, I guess I'm giving her a pass because I didn't mind it. I fucking love the dress. I mean, yeah, it wasn't rainbow, but I like the fact that she thought that what Peppermint and what's that, the other girl, Alexis, they came out literally in a rainbow outfit. And she was like, you know what, that's predictable, so I'm going to take another route.
And I get
and she
that.
Got that.
I get I, that, but I feel like if Alexis did that, it would be completely like, again, that's what this show is about. They can kind of pick and choose, and it's very general. And when it's somebody they like, they can like it. If it's somebody they don't like and they want to go home, then they can not like it, and they can use it against them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that word is that I'm trying to look for.
Bias. Favoritism. Nepotism.
I think it's bias.
Yeah.
I'm a dictionary.
Moving on.
Whatever.
So we're doing Shay's next look, which is...
Sexy Unicorn.
I fucking love this. I loved it.
What, really?
There was nothing I found it.
Loved?
I loved it. There was
loved's
nothing.
A strong word.
I loved it. Put that I loved it.
I did not love it. I thought it was basic. Compared to the other girls that came out there, even somebody that did, even Trinity, who you may not have liked it, and at least it was unique and different. I just thought this was very easy to kind of throw together. A ponytail, the hooves were probably the only unique thing about it, but then they all ended up having those. So, I don't know. It just was kind of to me.
I think it was true to Shay's aesthetic because Naomi Campbell's kind of her one that she envisions when she's getting in drag. And I think that you would see the inspiration for a unicorn with that long hair, kind of like mane-ish. Mm-hmm. It looked good. I just, it wasn't my favorite unicorn look, right. I'll say that.
Oh, we are on. Mine is not on. Okay.
But I think it looks like Shay. I think it's a good, like, it's clean and it looks good.
I think it's her, and I think it looked great.
And I don't think it's ugly. I just don't think that it's...
The best.
The best.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Neil, moving on. Village People. She was the construction worker.
Look at that screenshot I got of the cape just thrown.
You better work, Jay.
It's so good.
Yes,
This makes me want to be the construction worker instead of the policeman.
Of course.
Oh, I love this look so much. I think the details are amazing. It's like very Fifth Harmony work from home. Like, I love this. I like the glitter detail on the helmet, the lipstick. I think this was perfection.
I thought this was her best.
Yeah, it's perfection.
By far.
It was so good.
I agree. I mean, I have nothing else to add. Jay said it all. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you. So next we have
Adore Delano realness.
I did love that comment.
I even like the collar, the button down. Yeah. That was just the strip. Yeah. That was the detail that I really resonated with me. Okay, Sasha Velour is next, and her rainbow look,
deconstructed rainbow.
I loved it.
Same. I'm on the same boat.
I loved it. It was just, it's thinking outside the box. It's doing, and I don't care that it's a turtleneck and a pencil skirt. It was the challenge, and it was different. Mm-hmm. Done.
I want to take a quick step back. She Jackie was said that Shay's construction worker was the best look of the night. So we got that. I think
I disagree with that, but we'll get to the one that I
kind of disagree with that. We'll get to it, but I, Jackie, I disagree with you. And you'll see why later.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to Sasha.
I think we all kind of are on that
But yes, Sasha, I mean, I love this.
Yeah.
I love it. I will agree with Rue. I rarely, you know, agree with the judges. Well, sometimes I do. I flip-flop every now and again. It wasn't like, wow. Like, it wasn't like the, when they're talking about balls, they're talking about the underground New York style, like, balls, like they, I mean, it's just like, you know, outside of the box drag. And yes, this is outside of the box, but it's not like if you were to see this not on RuPaul's Drag Race, you wouldn't necessarily. I would, but I don't think most people would say, "Oh, that's really, you know, wow factor." Mm-hmm. But this shit was sick. I like it. I loved it. I loved it. I read it three times. Loved it.
I'm filing for section great. I love that Andy McDowell thing.
I think Michelle said that.
Oh, it was. Yeah. To deconstruct it, I think it's a really smart idea.
Yeah.
It's just color blocked.
And I think Peppermint said it in her side bit about Sasha being too smart and being at disadvantage. She has a concept, and she has the brains to pull it off, and I loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Sasha's next look was the unicorn.
Oh my god!
A period piece.
Are you kidding me with this?
Okay. I don't think it was with the concept of sexy unicorn. That shit still was fucking sickening, though.
That was ridiculous. Hands down, the best unicorn.
Oh, okay.
Hands down.
I would disagree, but I did like it. I thought it was fucking stunning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the best unicorn then?
I think Shay. I really like Shay's unicorn. I really like Shay.
Okay.
Call me a basic bitch, I don't care.
I was just gonna say that.
Jay?
I like where Sasha pulled her inspiration from, like, being of a time period. I thought that was cool to kind of cater the outfit around it. The only thing I'm not crazy about is the furry boots. I don't think that it matched. It's not as sleek.
Oh, I loved it.
But I think it matches the headpiece.
It does. Yeah.
It was perfection.
I mean, it does tie it together. I just, I feel like there's a disconnect there, but overall, I'm very happy with this.
See, when I think of sexy unicorn, would I fuck Shay's sexy unicorn? Definitely. Would I fuck this unicorn? No, I don't think I would. But,
oh my God, we just found his standard.
A unicorn.
Interesting. Interesting.
I am gay. I'm the unicorny. Gayest. I got a couple of ones on
there. Yeah, wow.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It's a fantastic look.
Jackie says Game of Thrones unicorn realness.
Yeah.
Very drapery. Very very agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, her Village People was the cowboy. Which I think she did fine.
Loved it. Again, I feel like it was kind of like the she kind of did the same thing like she did with the red, white, and blue, the rainbow, It was kind of deconstructed. Like the, I just loved how she thinks. I love how she puts it together. I really did love it.
Like her face is very like Annie Lennox, and it's like I feel like I haven't seen Sasha's face look like this before, and it looked. I thought it was stunning. The only thing I wanted to question, I don't know how you guys feel about the proportion of the dress. Is that okay? Is that like a normal cut for like the a cowgirl? I just don't know from my own... I don't know cowgirls, sorry.
The length of the dress?
Just like it hits to the knee, and I don't know if it should be longer or kind of up maybe to like the thigh. But I think for the boots, it's supposed to work like that. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And I like that it's a sleeveless dress. I thought that worked.
And I liked how it was open in the back.
Yeah.
Like, and she even says, I'm not good at... But this is the thing. You don't have to be good at sewing. You just have to be creative and find a way to make it work for you.
And I think...
And when you stand there and just complain, I don't know how to sew, I don't know how to sew, you're wasting time.
No, but
figure
I think,
a way to make
think,
it work.
I think going along the lines of what you're saying, Mark, she may not know how to construct and sew, but she has the vision to say, I know what it looks like in my head. I know what it's going to look like on my body. I just need to make it work. And I think she did that.
To me, these three looks were the winner. Like, I think Sasha should have taken this challenge.
Okay.
Especially that she choreographed the thing, no matter what. Yeah. Even if that didn't play a part in, I think her three looks were strong enough to stand on their own.
I disagree, but moving on.
Okay.
The next person we have is Alexis Michelle from New York City in her... fucking ugly ass rainbow, whatever that is. I don't know what you want to call that. Let's make some names up for this one, because I actually almost threw up in my mouth looking up at that piece of I can't even.
I didn't like it. I'll say that. I didn't have such a strong reaction. I feel like she wants to be on a pride float with that look.
She is the pride float.
Okay.
Bitch, you took the words right out of my mouth.
But it's not a ball. Like, I don't think that sticks to that theme. But it's campy.
We got some people in the chat room spreading some hate. Let's stop it. Please.
I know. I was just going to tell Neil there's somebody in the chat room that needs to get kicked out of the chat room.
We need to chill with the language. I'm all for free speech, but when you're offending other people, chill. Okay, so back to Alexis Michelle.
I said
everyone's looking down.
I would rather skip Alexis Michelle personally. But
I think that this is like a West Hollywood pride, or maybe like a Orlando, you know, kind of pride outfit. I mean, and it fits the challenge. This is the opposite of me what Shay did, where it fits the challenge, but I don't like the taste. I question the taste level of this.
It's literally a pride flag. Literally.
Exactly. Anything else, Mark?
I think Mark's done.
No. Okay. I have nothing really
moving
to say.
On.
I mean, my mom said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, and I'm finally going to do that.
Gonna say,
you haven't listened until this point.
Does anybody got super glue? next is Alexis's unicorn look.
Okay. Can I go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hit it.
I actually think this was a good unicorn look.
Yeah, I do too.
The gold, I thought, matched, like, really great for the challenge. I get unicorn from this. I didn't love the white hair, but I don't really know what else she should have done. I mean, the white works for that. But I think it looked clean. I thought it was a decent unicorn look.
Yeah, I do, too. I agree.
Okay.
It wasn't sexy. But it's a jumpsuit, which we've seen Alexis in a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's her comfort. That's her style of a sexy unicorn. So I think that this was...
Okay, so wait a minute. So we can get all technical on sexy... the word sexy, but for Shay's rainbow that isn't rainbow, that's okay?
I'm entitled to do whatever I want.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't care what you say up
I'm
there.
Sipping my green tea.
I actually agree with you guys.
Okay.
I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was spectacular. I thought it was basic, but it was fine.
Okay. Cool. I think that's kind of the...
It is what it is. No, it is what it is. I liked it. I liked it. I said I liked it.
Okay. Now her village people.
Whole nother story.
macho man.
Her turquoise bodice. And that was another thing where I'm like, I think she's trying to be like funny with Rue and it just wasn't hitting. Like it was
just,
a bad
she's
joke.
Just condescending.
Oh.
And she's just, I just can't deal with her anymore. Like I... take back everything. And she just has gotten to a point where I'm tired of excuses. I'm tired of you blaming somebody else. If this is your chance to represent yourself, and if you're sitting in the workroom waiting for people to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, then you shouldn't be on the show. And this fact that she's going to say that nobody told her that her outfit was ugly or whatever, we had a conversation before the show. Trinity told her, you should have a braid in your hair. You're obviously not listening to them or you're not hearing them when they're telling you it's basic. like, and you, your words, rewind the tape. I want something that looks, what did she say? Off, not off the rack.
Ready to wear.
Ready to wear. Okay, well, now, then you did plan to do this. Because that does look like something you bought off of the rack.
I will agree with Mark wholeheartedly on this one. And to go along, Mark and I had this conversation about the Trinity comment. It actually confirmed something for me because she had mentioned this episode. Oh, when she wore that basic dress with the fur.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's waiting for. I feel like she's waiting for people to say. It's like me saying, Mark, when I asked you about my tank top, what do you think of this tank top? And you're
what
like,
did I say, look at me, girl.
Exactly. And so, if Mark would have said, I think it's ugly, take it off. And then right before the show, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna leave it on. And then I get ripped for it. I've got nobody to blame but myself.
Yeah.
And I think that has been the case this whole time.
If you're gonna ask for opinions and you're gonna want. Then
feedback.
Then you have to be ready for it, and you have to make the decision whether you agree with that, and you're going to stick to your guns and do what you feel is you, or you're going to go, okay, I'm going to listen to them, and I'm going to try this.
I feel like I would like to, Jay. I know I want you to get in and jump in any minute here, but I would like to know what other material she had to work with, because during the walkthrough, the whole time she was painting and fucking with that
corset.
Ugh. Like, what else
well,
did she have
to work
with? Well,
that's what she spent her time doing,
yeah,
clearly.
Like, I would like to see what else she had to wear. And, like, sticking a fucking bow, I think that is fucking tacky. And I think not only is it tacky, it's kind of an insult.
Well, and didn't somebody say, too, if you take that off?
Naomi. Yeah. Not Naomi.
She came in from last season.
Smalls. The smallest chick, whoever she was. I don't remember. Who? What?
The model that was there.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I agree. She said if you take that bowl off, it's just, you know.
It's just a corset.
Jake, jump in. You haven't said anything.
Well, because I want to give her some credit. I think that the bodice itself is, like, stoned. She stoned it. So it does look, it's very, like, symmetrical, and I think that it has, like, texture to it, which is really nice to see. I don't like that skirt. I think it's very
I could fucking sew that skirt together.
That's how I feel, too. And then, seriously? But I said outside, too, and I don't think you guys agreed, but I thought that her, from the makeup was fine on her face. I thought that a braid really would have helped. And I think that the bow makes it kind of look costumey.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like a Halloween costume. So I question the taste level. I don't think she camped it up enough to make it work. Because I think, like, a Broadway queen and showy, I would think that she would have camped it and, like, hammed it up on the stage, and we're just not getting that from Alexis Michelle.
I don't like when people make, like, put them down for being costumey. I agree with Trinity 100%.
She was the one that ripped on them and...
Right. No, I'm not saying her. I'm just saying in general when people say, oh, it's too costumey. But drag is costume.
And that's what, like, the judges said.
And, like, I think it was Trinity that said, I'm a drag queen. I love a costume. Like, that's what we do. So I would rather it be more costumey than, says the person who buys off the rack. But I don't know. Like, it just doesn't bother me.
Okay,
I don't
moving
know.
On. I'm done. Speaking of Trinity, Trinity is next.
Trinity!
Her rainbow look.
Yeah.
Who wants to jump in first?
Okay, I didn't hate it.
But there's a but.
No, I didn't hate. I thought it was just too basic, and I thought it was too easy.
I thought it was just too Trinity.
Yeah,
I would expect her to wear this.
I think she knew it though.
Yeah,
you can tell from her reaction.
Yeah, and even when Michelle pointed it out, you can tell that she
nodded. She was like,
felt
yeah.
bad for yeah. it. Yeah, I thought it was. I agree with Mark. I think it's basic. I think I don't. I mean, the colors are there. They may not be popping like people would have wanted. Maybe if the stripes were all the way down her leg, that would have been cute.
Mm-hmm. I almost wish the bodysuit was white. I don't know. For some reason, it being white would make it pop a little bit more.
I think that would have been tacky.
I don't know.
I'm just kind of bummed that it's a swimsuit again, because she just did this last week.
But you know what would have been cool? If she kind of did what Sasha did, where a sleeve was red, a sleeve was green, the body was blue. You know what I mean? Like, color blocked it. Like, that would have been at least a little more interesting. And then the straps were black or white or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, made the largest part of it, which isn't a lot, you know, the colors, and then the accents were black or
Jay,
white.
What do you got?
Cool. Yeah, I like the details. I like, because I get Rainbow from this because the straps really add to it. Mm-hmm. And I like the way she was walking in this. Like, it's again, I think that she really committed to this character of being who she was.
Yeah.
I like the shoulder pieces. I don't know. I overall liked it. Like, I would be happy if I saw this on her in any other challenge. But again, I'll say it. She's done a couple of, we know her tux tight.
Yes.
We've seen that. But I think that, like, the swimsuit, I don't know. I know it's very Trinity's aesthetic, but I liked other looks from her
What if she had, like, the blue hair or, like, color hair that popped?
Yeah. Maybe. Right. That's what I'm saying. I think if what's everything that's so, like, because it took me a minute to really see the color.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this outfit.
And I think the color is what needs to be the highlight.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. She could have had a fun
time. So you agree this doesn't really fit the challenge?
It does. It just doesn't do it to the level that it should have been at.
So you have, this, and then you have the fucking rainbow bright Alexis. Those are two spectrums. And then you have Shay way out in left field.
Well, Shay didn't do rainbow.
Okay, got it.
I mean, you can't even put her in
there. I think this actually gets the closest interpretation because there is it's a very rainbow, like, you have the colors.
See her walking down a pride parade in that and people getting it and understanding it. Sasha walking down in that, they'd be like, oh, was that supposed to be pride?
You mean Shay?
Or Shay, sorry.
That's okay. All right, moving on. Unicorn.
Who is this? Oh, yeah. I forgot who we were on. I agree with one of the judges who said it may not have been my favorite, but I thought she was just entertaining.
You just to agree watch. With Rue. She said that.
Rue said that?
Yeah, she said she worked it. Wasn't. Rue actually said it wasn't anything special.
But I think that's part of what this. And this is the thing, and this is where I am always. I think, leaning more towards. I don't care if something's off the rack. I don't care if it looks basic. I want to be entertained. And if it's, you know, this whole thing that it has to have rhinestones on it and beaded, and yes, it would be nice for every one of their gowns to be beaded and perfect, but they're not going to be. And anybody who has done drag knows it is a fortune to have anything made, for themselves, unless they can do it themselves.
Okay.
So... I think that she did well with what she had, and she made it work, and she was entertaining to watch. And I'd rather be entertained watching than being like, oh, that was a perfectly stoned outfit, Valentina.
Linda Evangelista.
I threw that in there.
Clearly, you did.
I liked that her reference was Lisa Frank because I think the colors popped. I didn't like the fuzzy, like, leg warmer look. This wasn't my favorite. I like Trinity a lot. Like, I'm actually kind of rooting for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not like her unicorn.
Yeah, I agree with Jay. I think the hair was the one that... It was just... I didn't like the hair with this.
I can't see the hair again.
It's just kind of everywhere.
It's like pulled back, half up, half down.
I think if it was like a actual ponytail, it would have been fine. But yeah, I agree with Jay. Didn't really care.
I'm trying to look and see if Jackie's
moving
commenting.
Moving along...
I think we lost Jackie.
No, Jackie's still somewhere. Her cop.
This was stunning.
Ugh.
I think, and Jackie, this is where I'm going to tell you, This was the best on the runway.
Hands down.
I fucking love this outfit.
Hands down. I fucking loved it.
I wanted that
in every color.
Head to toe. I loved it.
I thought it was perfection.
And then Alexis tried to read her. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, when Alexis said that her outfit was
more fashionable.
Oh my God. I was like, girl, you are delusional. Delusional.
So we have a president that is living in a universe of his own. I think Alexis is the only other person living in that universe.
Yeah,
Jay,
exactly.
What do you got for us?
I mean, this is hands down. I think the hair was perfect. The visor was great. I got the story immediately when she stepped out. I thought it was perfect. I don't think there's anything she could have done differently.
No.
And the gloves. I know it's such a stupid detail.
But loved it.
Was
I thought the same
great.
Thing.
Great. Yeah. I really loved this.
Did you guys notice her eye makeup?
Yeah.
It's sickening. Head to toe.
I've said it so many times, but Trinity has surprised me this entire competition. Yes. Like, I never would have thought she was going to get this far. She was, I think, my first one I thought was going to be off with James Mansfield.
Me too.
And now she's going to be, I think she's maybe winner, potentially.
I do too.
Top three
I do
sure.
too. Yeah. I do too.
I'm just so happy.
Me and JJ. I agree.
So, Jackie, this is as much as I do love Shay and her construction worker. This was the best village person, if not best outfit of the night. For
yeah,
me.
I agree.
And so, last but not least, we have Peppermint. And her rainbow look.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of the rainbow look?
It was literally a pride. I think Marge mentioned pride. I can totally see this on a pride float.
I'll say this. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I might have tweaked or changed. Mm-hmm. But again, she sold me on it. And she's the kind... Okay, so this is... Peppermint is definitely the kind of drag queen that I watched and performed with yeah. when I was doing it a lot years ago. So I can just relate to her and her ideas and her aesthetics. Again, I agree 100% that they may not be executed the best, but I'm sorry, she just... Regardless of whether you like it or not, you smile, you enjoy what she's doing on stage, she presents it, and I like that. And I would rather watch that than somebody be in some fashion-forward outfit and walking the runway like a supermodel. That's just me.
That's exactly that is completely just me.
I think her personality.
Like no, I liked Sasha. Yeah. But I do think Sasha is entertaining to watch. Like, she's a personality as well. She's okay. not just walking the runway in a fashion outfit.
What did you think, Jay?
I think Peppermint was, like, feeling herself on this episode. Like, oh, yeah. She was having totally. So much fun. Totally. Yeah. And I think that the blue wig really worked with this whole look. Yeah. It really gave it, like, some fun
Like you
color.
Were saying with who were with was, Trinity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That Trinity. She had a colored wig.
Yes, yeah. totally.
Okay. Perfect. So
okay.
I liked it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. It wasn't my favorite. I didn't mind it, but I too have grown to love Peppermint over on, mm-hmm. in the course of this journey.
Yeah.
Next is her unicorn look.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
I thought it was a different take on it. Yeah. I loved the purple detail hair, like mm-hmm. where it was like the
ponytail.
Yeah, it was a ponytail with like the different waves in it. So I actually had a good response to Peppermint's.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was different. And yes, it was kind of baggy. And,
it was. But yeah.
I didn't. If they didn't say baggy, I don't know that I would have noticed.
Yeah, but then either. Michelle pointed it out.
But again,
then,
I'm not in the room, and it's hard to see on television.
Right. You can, I could see it. I can see it, and she mentioned it, and so yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. It wasn't my favorite, but I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either.
Yeah. Okay. So last, her Village People. She was the leather woman.
She worked it. I didn't love it. But I thought she worked at.
Again, if I had been in this situation, I probably would have done the same thing that she did. I would have tried to put exactly what she put together and mm-hmm. try to make it work.
Yeah, I got the reference. It was very Janet Jackson and feedback. Like, mm-hmm. and she did
yeah.
if.
Yeah, and the lip sync.
Yeah, I like this look for Peppermint. I feel like I haven't seen her in something kind of like daring like this. Right. It was very dominatrix, and I liked that side of her.
And
yeah.
I agree with Jay. I think she was feeling her own the whole time.
Yeah.
She was feeling it the whole time.
Right.
So we get to... Oh, they asked the question, who do you want to go home? Who do you want to see go home? Yeah. I think we all can agree that Alexis should have and deserve to go home.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
Right.
Yep. So the winner of the challenge, well, do you guys like the fact that they asked this question? We all know it's coming.
Well, it's part of the show.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yep.
Deal with it. Okay. So the winner,
I'm surprised
we need to hurry. So I'm trying to go this quicker. The winner of the challenge was Shay.
Boo.
I agree with that.
Boo.
However, I can relate to some of my panelists when they think that Sasha should have won. I think that's a fair choice as well.
Okay.
But I was
Sasha should have won.
I was okay with Shay winning.
Okay.
I said I think Shay or Sasha should have won, but I liked Shay's construction worker, so I'm okay with her winning.
Right. I think
But if we're gonna give the award to somebody who overall. Had one good outfit, then Trinity should have won.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
But that's one good outfit.
Well, that's what we just said about Sasha or Shay.
No, she had three good outfits.
No, one. The construction worker.
It's all opinion.
Thank you. I agree to disagree. Jay, we'll do the show alone next week. It works better that way.
Just saying.
So the bottom two were Alexis and Peppermint. No surprise there, in my opinion.
Right.
I like this lip sync, and I think Jay pointed it out before the show that this may have been the first time they lip synced to a male singing.
Macho Man.
A song.
Yep. Village People came back.
And I felt bad because I was excited because I thought I knew the words to the song, and clearly I get Macho Man and YMCA, two different songs mm-hmm. and stuff. It was still entertaining.
They entertained the whole song, which I appreciated. Like, there was, I think I knew Peppermint was going to win, especially when she did that weird walk. I thought, like, right there, Peppermint
got dropped
it.
That Janet Jackson shit. Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes. Peppermint had it. I'm happy Peppermint won.
It's going to be hard for somebody to beat Peppermint
and
in
a
lip sync.
I agree.
She is just so charismatic. And that's what I'm saying is I don't care. I'm not even paying attention to what she's wearing. I'm going to be entertained. And that's what I want, and that's what Peppermint does. Plain and simple.
I want to see Peppermint when she's in LA.
Exactly. I don't care to go see Valentina. I don't care. Oh. I can go see a studded dress on anybody. I want to be entertained, and Peppermint's going to entertain me.
You entertain me, Mark, every week. okay, so I want to know what your guys' thoughts on the final three, without giving any spoilers, because I know we kind of already know who are the top three are going to be.
Do we? I only know the top four.
You know, obviously, then.
No. Oh, okay, well, what do you got? Who is your dream top three?
Well, they're gone.
Well, out of what's left? Out of the four contestants that's left?
Well, I'll say this. Of who's left, I think Trinity deserves to win.
What do you think, Jay?
I would be happy with any of them winning. Trinity's who I'm rooting for, but I think Sasha might get it. But I think Shay's the front runner with all the wins.
I think Peppermint is great, but I'm rooting for the other three. And if any of those three win, I would be totally okay. And this is great because the last few seasons, there have either been one person that clearly was the winner or three contestants that I really didn't give a shit about season 7.
But like always, there's one person that they want you to like the most.
Exactly. So,
which is getting the best out
of our time is up. Thank you guys for joining us. Jay, where can they find you on social media?
Guys, I'm going to hop on real quick to Instagram Live. So find me there on don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and Twitter at still_jealous.
MJ, and I'm not talking about Michael Jackson. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Jackie, we miss you. We love
miss you, Jackie.
123 Jackie B is where you can find her, except
Snapchat, which is JackieB123.
Excellent. And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Download us on Instagram or down there. You can download us down there too. Make your comments.
Bye, John.
Next week, we'll be back. So tune us in.
My new BFF.
Bye, John.
Until then.
Everyone say bye to John.
Bye, John. And everybody else.
Have a good week, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.